Three Australians are reportedly among 18 employees of James Packer's Crown Casino Group who've been detained in China. The Department of Foreign Affairs says it's trying to confirm the reports with Chinese authorities. The Crown Group runs three casinos in Macau. In recent years, a government anti-corruption crackdown has affected business right across the casino sector. Joining us now is the ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan. Peter, what do we know about these three Australians?
Liz, very little at the moment, and we don't know where they've been detained in China. All we know is that they are members of Crown's sales and marketing team. That's three Australian citizens and perhaps one senior executive. But as always, details are hard to come by even at the best of times in China. But no doubt our Crown staff back here and in Macau are working the phones to find out what's happened and what's going on. Now, Crown has issued a very brief statement saying they believe a number of employees are being questioned, but at this time they can't provide further details.
Now, China has taken its corruption crackdown quite seriously, and these aren't the first Australians to be caught up in it, if in fact that's what this is all about. But cases like the one involving Stern Hu, the Rio Tinto executive who was jailed for 10 years back in 2010, these sort of things come to mind.
Stern Hu was a senior executive for the mining giant Rio Tinto. He was an Australian businessman of Chinese origin, but he was charged in 2009 back as part of China's corruption crackdown. He was accused of taking and receiving commissions. He pleaded guilty, was sentenced to 10 years in prison after admitting stealing commercial secrets. But after that, Rio Tinto launched an extensive review into how it did business in China. Now, the Rio example is, of course, unrelated, but it does serve as a good example about the risks of doing business in China, especially in the midst of a corruption crackdown where even some generals have been put behind bars. And even more if you're in the casino business and the former Portuguese colony of Macau is, of course, being eyed very closely by Chinese authorities.
You've been in Macau a few times, Peter. How is the casino business faring there at the moment?
Well, I was there a few months ago, and the corruption crackdown means revenues for casinos are falling. Crown and other big players like the Wynn Gaming Empire have been hurt with fewer customers there. I did a walk through some of these casinos, and the evidence is there, quite a few empty tables. That's, of course, putting a lot of pressure on sales and marketing staff to fill these major resorts, though we don't know if this sort of sales pressure is in any way related to the Crown staff being detained in China at the moment.
Peter Ryan, thank you. That's the ABC's senior business correspondent.